Stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. My brothers and sisters, we begin a new liturgical year, always beginning in this time of Advent. And it's a time in which we wait in expectation, in joyful anticipation of the coming of Christ. But it's not in His coming of His birth that happened 2,000 years ago. Rather, at this very moment, we are seeking in anticipation of His return in glory. Because as we heard in the first reading, the Lord keeps His promises. And He promises to us that He would return to take us where He is. He's gone to prepare a place for us in heaven. But at the end of time, He wants to come and take us with our bodies and with our souls to Him for all eternity, to be joined to Him. And so we wait in anticipation for the coming of the Lord. That's why we pray in the Our Father, Thy kingdom come. That's always on our lips, in which we are trying to say, I want to stand erect. I want to be waiting. I am not going to be like those others. As Christ says, there will be those who will die of fright. I am excited to be with my Lord. That I want to be among those who are vigilant, to have the strength to simply say, Lord, Your kingdom come. I want You to be joined to me, and I want to be joined to You. That's this whole season of Advent. We look forward to the return of Christ as we remember and prepare for His first coming. We anticipate His second. Now, there's many ways to do this, but I'm going to offer you one that maybe you've never thought of doing it, but you've done it every single year. The Christmas tree. And the reason why I mention it in this way is to look at it more as a preparation for the coming of Christ in your souls. That you stand erect, waiting for Him, not just to be born like He was 2,000 years ago, but to come back in glory. The Christmas tree, when growing up, we put it up roughly in about a week from now. Maybe some of you have yours up already, and that's just fine. But the thing is when we would put it up, we would reorganize the living room. Move things around because we have to put the tree in its specific spot. And sometimes the couch or the love seat or whatever was in the way. And so we would move it around. But then when moving the couch, we would see all the dirt underneath that couch that hasn't been swept in almost a year. So we would pull out the vacuum. We would dust things. We would make sure we would make that place clean. What I didn't realize is my mom and dad were teaching me a spiritual truth. That is, if I am anticipating the return of the Lord, if I am wanting to stand erect when He comes, then I have to put my soul in order. I have to clean it. Which is confession. That I enter in, if the very first thing of Advent that I am to seek to be prepared for the Lord is, let it be preparing my heart to receive Him, to be able to have a clean place in my very soul. And so I enter into the confessional to have that very cleansing. But then, when we have that very spot of the tree, I always remember first putting on the lights, wrapping it around the tree, to where, you know, we would put so many on, I would love just to turn all the lights off to where it would glow in the whole room. Nothing else would be shining. But that should be our faith. That's the whole anticipation of the Lord's return. That my soul is shining forth the very faith of Jesus Christ. That it is even brighter than any light or any tree. It is what is shining forth to be able to simply say, Lord, as You are the light of lights, my faith in You is what is making it shine even more intensely. After the lights, we would get to hang up our own ornaments. My grandma every year would give us a new one. And every year then, being able to place on an ornament, I would see her kindness, I would see her compassion, her sacrificial love for not just me, but for all of her, roughly at that time, 55 grandkids. She gave us all of them, all of us one. And we would put that up, though, in that very tree. Is that then that's making me realize, you know what? Am I putting up the ornament of charity? Am I putting up the ornament of compassion? Am I putting up the ornament of humility to decorate my soul? Yes, shining forth with the light of faith, but now with the virtues and graces that God has been bestowing upon me. If I am going to stand erect with the very light of faith, with a clean heart, I want to continue to decorate it with every virtue He gives. Which is why we heard St. Paul in the second reading simply state, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love, and that you can should conduct yourselves to please God." That, Lord, these ornaments are your very gifts of compassion, of love, of forgiveness. All of it is yours. And I offer them to you. They have decorated my heart. And then, of course, the tinsel being wrapped around. If you were me when I was a little kid, it was popcorn. My mom wanted to make sure we would stay engaged and stay good before Santa came. And so we have to string popcorn through. But that is for the understanding of the virtue of hope. The gold or the silver tinsel, it's a sign of royalty. It's a sign of the Lord coming. That's why He wants to come and bring us to Himself. The whole idea of Him coming again at the end of time is that we may be crowned with glory to be brought into His heavenly kingdom. Kings and queens with the true King. And my brothers and sisters, that's the hope that we hold out for in the Advent season. Advent is filled with hope, with anticipation, that if we're living our faith, shining forth, using the very ornaments of all the virtues and graces God has given us, we are now filled with hope. That very royalty that will be extended to us if we remain vigilant, if we continue to stay close to God waiting for His return. And so, my brothers and sisters, we come then to this very altar then to receive the Lord in the Eucharist, that we may continue to be able to persevere. And when we look upon that tree that we decorate, and as a shameless plug, maybe it's a tree from the men's club, just saying. Men's club, you heard that now. But it's in this very part that I have decorated more so my soul. My soul is shining forth the light of faith. My soul is decorated with virtue and grace. And my soul now waits in anticipation and great hope for the royalty that will be extended to me when Christ comes again at the end of time. Because Advent is looking forward to that. And I'm not afraid of it. I anticipate it. I look forward to it because all I long to be is one with God forever. To be in His kingdom. May we look upon the tree in that way. That it's an anticipation of receiving the great gift of Christ when He comes again in glory to bring us to Himself. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.